Paige Estrotori here with your weekly insurance news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. Dated yesterday, September 26th, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, also known as ASIC, issued an urgent call for improvements in insurers' claims handling practices. This followed an industry-wide review which revealed some serious shortcomings, including the lack of transparency in cash settlement communications and insufficient resources for dispute resolution, resulting in delays and customer dissatisfaction. ASIC's call to action serves as a stark reminder to all, including our vulnerable tradespeople and small business owners, to periodically review your insurance policies, understand the claims procedures, and of course, seek professional advice. Insurers have been advised to bolster their internal controls, training, and disclosure practices to meet the regulatory expectations. Moving on to acquisitions and growth, Australia's leading general insurance broker network, the Steadfast Group, has made a significant stride in its global expansion strategy. On September 1st, the group completed the acquisition of a majority stake in Novum Underwriting Partners, a company known for its expertise in underwriting and risk management. This venture is expected to provide more comprehensive and customized solutions, especially for our hardworking tradespeople, offering specialized insurance products that cater to their unique set of risks. It's recommended that tradespeople consult their brokers to grasp the potential impacts of this development on their current policies and explore the enhanced range of insurance offerings. Switching gears to flood resilience, the Insurance Council of Australia has recently proposed a $30 billion flood defense fund. This fund, earmarked for constructing levees, improving drainage systems, and other flood mitigation measures, aims to curb the rising cost of flood damages and, consequently, insurance premiums. If approved, this initiative could potentially stabilize insurance premiums for policyholders, a major boon for tradespeople in flood-prone areas, who often grapple with property damage and business interruption due to floods. It's crucial for industry professionals to stay updated and engage with associations to understand how this new flood proposal can impact their businesses and insurance strategies. And on a final note today, we report that Insurance Australia Group, or IAG, has finalized its acquisition of the Royal Automobile Club of Queensland's, the RACS, insurance underwriting business for a staggering $855 million. This deal, secured on September 1st, includes RAC's diverse portfolio of home, motor, and niche insurance products. Such an amalgamation opens more comprehensive coverage alternatives, particularly for tradespeople, sheltering them against financial loss, liabilities, and equipment downtime. Therefore, it's pivotal for tradespeople to review their existing policies and seek consultation with advisors to align with these evolving market offerings. This has been Paige Estrotori, keeping you informed on the latest in the world of insurance. For more updates, don't forget to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next Friday, take care and stay insured.